Hey, everybody, this is Garth Brooks, and you got it tuned to WGN Radio.
Hey, this is Michael with WGN Radio. I am truly honored to be sitting down with a true legend, a living legend, Garth Brooks. How's it going today, Garth?
Oh, man, that's very sweet. It's going great down here at South by Southwest. Mm-hmm. And even though they're talking all tech stuff, we get to talk all content creation, and mm-hmm. that feels good to talk about.
You know, I love that. You spoke very eloquently in your press conference about how it's the importance of the song, and especially for the songwriter, that songs today, they're worth so much more than 99 cents. Can you speak a little bit on that?
Yeah, man. I just we were talking about, people will go into movies, they'll spend $25 on a movie they'll see once, mm-hmm. but they hesitate at spending $10 on an album they're going to listen to 1,000 times over. And I think this is something that somehow the technological part has made music kind of feel like it's almost like a throwaway or castaway. But trust me, if you think about your greatest moments in your life, no matter how old you are, there's probably going to be music in there somewhere mm-hmm. in every moment. And how much value is that music to you? So I think asking, you know, $9 for a record that has 10 songs on it or whatever, I don't think that's anything. If one song on there means everything in the world to you, then for me, that record's always worth it. It always has been, even when I didn't have any money and couldn't afford anything. Mm-hmm. That record was always probably the most important thing in my life at the time.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that then. So what's it like for a songwriter? I mean, back in the day when you were writing that song about that special girl or something yeah. like that, how has it transitioned to what you're writing about nowadays?
Well, I think everything just changes, but your basic sentiment is the same. So let's take a song called That Summer that talked about a young man that went to work in the wheat fields for this woman who was a widow that was trying to run the farm by herself, mm-hmm. and the summer that they spent together. Mm-hmm. Well, as a kid, you sing that song, you know exactly what you're talking about. Well, now, on an album called Man Against Machine, there's a song called She's Tired of Boys. Mm-hmm. And it's about an older guy that works and a young girl comes to work. And she's just tired of being around her age of kids that just don't seem to know what they're doing when it comes to romance. And here's this guy and her, and it's the time they spend together. So now you see it just totally flip-flop simply because the age now
yeah.
is different. But I think you still just sing about things that you know in your soul.
I love that. So how about when you were a young lad,
yeah.
What was that first album that your mom or dad put on that really solidified your moment where you're like, I need to do this for the rest of my life now?
Oh, very cool. I wanted to be an athlete all the way through college. So mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to wear a uniform through college and wanted to go on, but my athletic ability just wouldn't let me go on. I wasn't good enough to do it. So I was kind of avoiding the music thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then that time when you're in your 20s, when you do it, but by that time, the albums that you had heard, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors.
Yeah.
Kidding me? Johnny Horton's Greatest Hits. The Eagles, was coming out. James Taylor. And then here comes a guy named George Strait. And when I hear George Strait, I go, that's what I want to do with the rest of my life. As a freshman at college. And just love him. Still want to be George Strait. And that's kind of been my roadmap ever since.
Oh, my gosh. So you played 11 shows in Chicago. You started out your
yes.
tour there. What's your connection to the city of Chicago? I mean, we love having you here.
I have no idea, but they've always taken care of me. Mm-hmm. So Chicago, they had heard on the early tour, Chicago had set the American record for tour tickets for us in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Well, Minneapolis took it from them. So Chicago was hell-bent on getting that back. So then they pulled something like 180,000 or something tickets. They got the record. And then, oddly enough, how things change, I was in the building in Chicago and mm-hmm. saw the guys from Minneapolis. So what are you guys doing here? He goes, we've come to get our record back. So that was cool. Those guys kind of compete with each other. And I don't know why Chicago has always been that sweet to me. Mm-hmm. I'm just very thankful that they've chosen that I get to be the guy that mm-hmm. they're sweet to, and I'm sure they're sweet to everybody, but damn, I can't explain it. I just hope that anybody that goes to a show in Chicago goes, you know what, if that cat comes back, mm-hmm. I'll be here.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.